Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. Greatly appreciate your patronage. As you know, we take time every week to talk about your good health because we want to make sure that you're here next time that we get together here on the radio so we can talk about your good health in the future. Joining me now is Amy Blazing Wallace. She's a doctor, a DO, a medical director, population health at the Sparrow Care Network in Southern Michigan, of course. Dr. Wallace, good to have you here.
Thank you, Steve.
And we are coming up at the end of Antibiotic Awareness Week. Of course, everybody's heard of antibiotics, but I think that we've gotten to the point where they're ubiquitous in medical care. And in fact, people think that they can take antibiotics for a whole host of things that maybe really doesn't make a lot of sense. So let's talk about what antibiotics are, what they do, and maybe importantly, what they don't do. Where would you like to start?
Sure. We can start with what antibiotics are. So antibiotics are medications that were developed many years ago, kind of by accident, and they are medications that are targeted at treating bacterial infections. So they're an extremely important advancement in medical care, and they've saved many, many lives over the years. So they work very well in most cases on most bacterial infections. There are other types of infections caused by other microbial agents, and viruses come to mind because that's the thing of the moment with COVID going on, and they don't treat any viral infections.
Yeah, but people think that, you know, I'm sick, I need an antibiotic. Well, not if you've got a virus in your lungs. That's not going to do you much good, but if you have a bacterial lung infection, sure, it'll do you a lot of good.
That's right.
Strangely enough, I have a lot of experience with infection due to, I don't know, strange circumstance in my life anyway. I've had a couple of systemic strep infections in my body. Very dangerous, very weird, very unsettling. And I can tell you this, after an accident a number of years ago out of the country, I got an infection. That's more frightening to me than the accident itself. Because when you can't see what you're fighting, that seems to make it, I don't know, it works on people's psyche a little bit, doesn't it? It's just something you can't see. You've got an infection. How do you fight back, doctor? I think that that can be very unnerving for people.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing that's, it is very scary. And the other thing that's very, I think, confusing for people is a lot of the symptoms that you can have from infections can overlap. So the symptoms you can have from a viral infection and a bacterial infection can be very similar. So, you know, you often don't really know whether you have a bacterial or a viral infection. And without some type of additional testing, maybe some labs, a strep test, a COVID test, or other things, it's very hard even for us as physicians to know when to initiate an antibiotic or let things sort of, you know, progress and use just symptomatic treatments for a few days.
Sure. And you know, like I said, I had a streptococcal infection myself, and you can have other sorts of bacterial infections that can create all sorts of havoc with the body. I think the more common ones that we hear about, the infections of the lungs, pneumonia, for example, a bacterial lung infection, pneumonia, commonly treated with antibiotics. But again, I go back to the concern that people use antibiotics too often. There may have been a period of time when they were overprescribed by doctors who were trying to, you know, send a pill and not criticizing doctors as a whole, but there was some of that. And we ended up with some antibiotic resistance, didn't we?
Right, right. So that's the sort of awareness campaign for this month in November, both on the international stage and the national stage, is making people aware of what antibiotic resistance is. So when we overprescribe as physicians antibiotics and we're prescribing them in cases where we're treating just a viral infection, or when patients take the antibiotic that they were prescribed, but they don't take the whole course, so they save a few, and they don't take the last 2 days of the course, that's another way that antibiotic resistance can happen. And bacteria are very smart organisms, just like viruses are smart organisms, and they know how to figure out sort of the code of an antibiotic. And if you don't take a full course of that antibiotic and you don't kill the vast majority of those bacteria, there are a few of them left that have sort of interpreted the code of the antibiotic, and that's what antibiotic resistance is. So the next time the antibiotic comes along to try to treat that infection, it has developed an awareness of that antibiotic and learned how to kind of overcome it, and it's not as potent the next time.
And that's what we have to avoid, because then if you have an infection that would normally be treated by bacteria fighting antibiotics, if it's figured out the code, if you will, then you have higher and higher doses, and you have bad outcomes because you've conditioned the human body to not, you know, be treated by the antibiotics, or you've conditioned the bacteria to fight in a more resilient way, or both. So that makes it dangerous for the patient, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And we've already have a few infections that we know of. There's probably 3 or 4, you know, known bacteria out there that really can be deadly, that really don't respond to more than maybe 1 to 2 antibiotics. And when you think about allergies, even to medications that people can develop, if you have an antibiotic allergy to, let's say, those 2 that will work on that infection, you may not really have anything available to treat the infection. So it's sort of, you know, important for people to realize that this problem is out there. And
right.
I think it's difficult to, I think as physicians, we want to help patients. That's our primary goal. And we don't want to get into conflict with people. And we want to meet their needs, but it's really difficult sometimes when people come in with, you know, 1 to 2 days of symptoms of sinus congestion or a mild sore throat, no fever, and they are expecting to get an antibiotic, and that really isn't good for any of us. So it's great if we can have the public's assistance with kind of understanding these things.
Better education, better outcomes is what I hear there. Dr. Amy Blazing Wallace, she is the medical director of the Population Health at Sparrow Care Network. Where do people find out more?
You can always go to your primary care physician or at sparrow.org.
I greatly appreciate it, doctor. Again, Dr. Amy Blazing Wallace here. She's a DO medical director, Population Health at Sparrow Care Network. I greatly appreciate it. Great information. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve.
There you have it. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be back right after this.